We begin the current daf Masechta Zvachim daf Ayin Zayin. Begin on the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is there was the opinion, the Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chacham in our Mishnah regarding if a Ashram get mixed up with a Shlam, what do you do? Shimon says, okay, so you could sacrifice them both, and you'll have it according to the limitations of either one. Thus, even if it's a Shlam, you could only eat according to the limited time of an Ashram, and that's it. You'll eat it for a day and a night. Chacham say no. You were going to bring Kachram the base of soul. So that Rav had qualified in the Gemara that Rav Shimon's only b'di'evan. Once it gets mixed up, what are you going to do? Instead of like the chum letting it graze and develop a blemish, he says, no, sacrifice them both, but limit it according to the limitation of an asham. However, like at chila, initially, to go ahead and bring kachim le'vez absul, that he disagreed upon. So the Gemara had many questions on the interpretation of Rav. And one of them was from Abaye brought Rav Shimon himself had said, seemingly a case, when someone doesn't know if he's a mitzara mukhler or not. So does he have to bring a carbon ashram and a leg of shemen or not? So out of doubt, he brings it and he says, look, if I'm mitzayr, fine. If not, let it be in a dava. So the Gemara had asked, fine, the carbon ashram you'll bring if it's an ashram, and if not, it'll be a shlamim, which they thought that's a question on Rava, which the Gemara said, no, litikune gavrshani. That's also like a b'dieva type of situation. But one thing the Gemara had asked, okay, but what do you do with the oil? We understand if you're mitzayr, you bring oil, but if it's not, what do you bring it for? So the Gemara says, you bring it as an adava. The Gemara says, fine, but even in the Dava, you have to take a kemitza and burn it on the Mizbech. So the Gemara says, fine, take a kemitza and burn the Mizbech. The Gemara says, but wait a second. If he's a Mitzayra, he always has to take from the oil and spray it seven times on the Mizbech. And more than that, is that you have to have a leg, towards the base of Mikdash, you have to have a leg of Shemen. And if you're taking a kemitza full and burning a Mizbech, you're missing out from the leg. So the Gemara says, fine, no problem, as we learn in the Mishnah Masechta Zagoyim, you supplement. First take the kemitza in case it's nadava, and in case it's not, and you really need a leg of oil for before you're going to spray this seven times towards the base of Mikdash, from the oil, you refill it and make it into a leg. And the Gemara went through a few other details to make sure that you cover your bases, both if it's the case it's in a nadava, or if it's the leg of Shemen of Mitzayim. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, but vo'ikishirayim, like we said, that there's the leftover oil, which we said, the bayim alinu, where you have to refill it. Now, if that's the case, now, you have to refill it in case he's a mitzayra. But in case he's not a mitzayra, then it's shirayim. Now, but v'ikahach purta, now there's that little bit amount that you're going to refill after you already did the kemitza, which you burned that fistful of oil on the mizbeach, d'loy kometz ilavei, where the kemitza, the fistful was not on that oil that you supplemented later. You supplemented later in case you're a mitzayra. But let's say you're not a mitzayra. So that means to say that it's really nadava. So then you had the kemitza was a valid kemitza, which made the leftover oil a shirayim. That's what permits, when you take the kemitza, it's what permits the leftover oil to be eaten. Just like you're throwing in the blood of a carbon, permits the meat to be eaten. That's how the shirayim get permitted. But the problem is the later oil, obviously sanctified oil. And you're filling it up in case it's a mitzayr. But if it's not a mitzayr, what's permitting that oil that was refilled, which was that fistful that was taken away, which you used, you had to refill to leg, what's permitting that to be eaten? Not the kemitza. The kemitza was already done on the left, on the previous oil, not on this new fistful that was added. Says the Gemara, you write the parikle. He redeems it. In other words, he says, if I'm not a mitzayra and this leg of oil was a nedava, it was donated, so the oil that I added on unnecessarily should be deconsecrated onto these monies. And that works because although it's being sanctified in the service vessel that's holding the oil, it only sanctifies something according to the person's desire. Here he didn't put in to fill it up to the leg on that it should be sanctified if he's not a mitzayra. So therefore he could go ahead and deconsecrate it, and that value will be, and therefore it wouldn't be problematic. It's not something of hektish. It's deconsecrated. It actually becomes chulin, and it's deconsecrated onto other monies. So I ask the Gemara, wait a second. The parakle hecha, where is he doing this deconsecration? Thus removing it from its kachim status back into chulin. Igavoy, if he's doing it inside the azara, come ayil chulin azara. Then when he redeems it, and it turns out that it's not kachim anymore, that's really chulin, comes out retroactively that oil is chulin azara, now they're bringing unconsecrated produce into the courtyard. And Igavoy, if he's going to do this out of the courtyard, well then if to lay, then he's going to invalidate the entire leg of oil by leaving the perimeter it's allowed to be. The asham cannot leave the azara. Says Gemara, it's not a problem. Lo'il Gavoy really does it inside, in the azara. The chulin, the fact that it becomes chulin, that's memelahavim, that's by itself. By deconsecrating it, yeah, now it's chulin. Yeah, you have chulin azara, we'll take it out. But he hasn't violated anything. The violation is bringing it in. He hasn't brought it in. Now by itself, by default, it became chulin, therefore it's not a problem. Now, however, the Gemara asks on the whole approach that the Gemara had said in the previous daf, when the Gemara said, okay, we know Reb Shimon explained what we do with the animal carbon. In case it's a ashram, it's a ashram. If not, it'll be a shlam. But the Gemara asks, oh, but what do we do with the leg of Shemin? So the Gemara says, oh, he'll say that in case it's not, he's not a mitzvah, it should be a nedava. On that, it's a Gemara, but v'am Reb Shimon, but Reb Shimon is quoted as saying, ein misnad v'mishemen, as is brought later on, perikalatavad of tzadi avim abeis, that Reb Shimon says, you cannot bring in a dava of oil. So how does the Gemara explain that according to Reb Shimon, he's going to say that this leg should be for nedava, if according to him, you cannot bring oil as a nedava? So the Gemara, as it had previously answered this idea, tikkuni gavrishani, to rectify a person is different, because if you can't do this, the guy has no way of ever eating kachim, because he out of doubt might be mitzar muchlid. So to allow a person, then you could donate, but you're right, generally Reb Shimon says you cannot. In this case, it's different. Yosef Rav Ruchumi Kamed Ravina. The Yosef Rukaman, he was sitting and saying Bishmeid Ravun about Tachlifa. The following question. The Nema, why didn't they say that in regards to this idea that Reb Shimon was discussing, this halacha, which was, the guy wasn't sure, is he Mitzayra or not? So the Reb Shimon was quoted as saying, I'd say, look, if I'm a Mitzayra, let it be Ashram. If it's not, let it be a Shlam. Why? Asked Rav Hunim Tachlifa, let him say, if I'm not a Mitzayra, Ashram Zayyehe Ashram Toloi. If I'm not really supposed to bring an Ashram, but let it still be an Ashram, but let it be an Ashram Toloi. What's an Ashram Toloi? Ashram Toloi is a suspended Ashram, which atones for a person doubtful, if a person doesn't know if he violated an Nesser or not. So if I'm not really an Ashram, if I'm not really Mitzayra to bring an Ashram, let it atone for all the doubtful sins that I have. Because really, there's nobody that doesn't have doubtful sins. Now, why is that a better approach than let it be the way Reb Shimon said it as a shlamim? Because the whole reason why the Chacham, we've had this whole discussion, is that they say, wait a second, shlamim, you're going to bring it lebeis absul, because you're going to be eating it according to the parameters of an ashram, which is one day, one night. Where here, better bring it both as, in case it's ashram, ashram, not ashram tali, where here, you're not going to be diminishing any time that it's going to be eaten. So why don't you say that in case it's not an Ashram, that it be Ashram Tali? Says the Gemara, Shema Mino, what we could infer from this, from the fact that Reb Shimon didn't say that, he said in case he's not a Mitzvah, it should be a Shlamim, that Man Tana de Palagalad Reb Eliezer, who is the Tana that agrees with Reb Eliezer that says in Masechtas Krisis? Reb Eliezer says that a person could donate every single day of his life in Ashram Tali, because every day a person might be in doubt that he violated a sin. Must be who disagrees with him is Reb Shimon, who the Amr, a Misnadvin Ashram Tali. He doesn't give that option. This is the Yerfa must be, and that would have been a better option where you're not bringing anything to the base of Psul. So it must be that he disagrees with that. He says, no, you can't bring a Nadav of Ashram Tali, and therefore that wasn't an option, and rather it was a Nadav of Ashlam in the case he's not have to bring an Ashram as being a Mitzayra. So Rosh Hashanah rejects. Amalei said to him, no, Taira, Taira. What he was meaning to tell that it's regarding you that they say that he's proficient in all of Taira. Imri Bedichri Mechlifilach. You're confusing a lamb with a ram, meaning you're confusing a lamb in its first year, which is called a kevis, with a ram, which is 2 years old. And the Shah Mitzayr is only brought as a kevis in its first year. How could he then stipulate to say, oh, in case I don't have to bring an Ashram, I bring an Ashram Tali, which is only brought from an isle, which is 2 years old. And therefore, they're totally different animals. It's not an option. The Shlam could be from the same animal as the Ashram Mitzayr. And therefore, that was an option. Therefore, that's not a question at all, because they're two totally different types of animals. Now the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the Mishnayos of this parak regarding different kachim that get mixed up with other things. So it says the Mishnah, Eivari chatas shenis arvu beivari oila. The limbs of a korban chatas get mixed up with the limbs of a korban oila, which is they do different things to the limbs. Chatas, the limbs, the meat is eaten by the kahanim. The oila is all burnt on the mizbech, so they have the pieces of the carbon on the floor and they got mixed up. So Rabbi Yezim says what you do is as follows: Yitin lamaila, take all the limbs, put on top of the mizbech that they get burnt over there. Now, problem is, the meat of the korban chatas is not supposed to be. It's supposed to be eaten by the kohen. But v'royanias b'sar chatas melmala, I will see it and visualize the meat of the chatas that's on the top, that's going to be burnt, which is really problematic, as we explained this in the previous daf of Bal Taktiru. You're not allowed to really burn shirayim of a carbon on top of the mizbeach. But you view it kilu heinetzim, as if they're firewood. And therefore, since your intention is not to do haktar on it, meaning to burn it in the and the sacrificial element, rather is firewood, so therefore that's going to be permitted. The Chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, te'ubar t'urasen, its form has to be left overnight. V'yotz lebeis asreifa, and then it goes out to be burnt, meaning they don't hold to this principle about royin, to view it as if. and therefore you're going to be violating kol shem memena le'ishim, anything that had from its parts put on the fire, that makes its leftovers, violating the issur b'al taktiru of sacrifice on the mizbeach. So therefore the meat of the chatas, which is its sacrificial parts, a murim, already burnt on the fires, therefore the meat is b'al taktiru, is problematic, and therefore you can't, rather you have to let it all go and then be burnt b'al beis hasrifa, not on top of the mizbeach, but rather as karbonis that were left over, and then you burn it as nicer karbonis. Now the Gemara is my time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason Rabbi Eliezer that he allows it to be burnt on top of the mizbeach as if it's firewood? Says the Gemara Amakar, because the pasuk says in Vayikra, "Ve'el hamizbeach lo yalu l'reich nichayach," that to the mizbeach it should not be put up to be a pleasant aroma. Now, this pasuk is after the pasuk that we learn out the halacha that shirayim, that leftovers of a carbon, like the meat of a carbon chatas, has a violation of b'al taktiru of sacrificing those shirayim on top of the mizbeach, because the pasuk says, "Carbon rachis as a bikurim, takrivo isim l'Hashem." These things you could sacrifice them to Hashem, meaning as bikurim, but v'al mizbeach lo yalu. But these things are in the vash. Those things you cannot bring on top of mizbeach. So how do we expound this pasuk? Because the previous pasuk said, "Kichol sa'ar v'chol levash leisek tiru," you're not allowed to go ahead and burn on top of the mizbeach sourdough and honey. Now, additionally, the words mimenu seem to be superfluous. So the Gemara expounds it that also the words leisek tiru is kosher mimenu ishul Hashem, as if it's two different halachas in the pasuk. That whatever had from it burnt on the mizbeach, so the leftover part, which is what we call shirayim, so that's what also has the issur of leisek tiru, of not burning that on the mizbeach too. That's where the next pasuk continues. It says, "Karban reishis takrivu," that a carbon of reishis you could be sacrificing from this sa'ar and devash to Hashem. What is that referring to? The shtei halechem, which are also a reishis, those are known as the also bikurim, because they're the first of the wheat of the new year that's brought of the wheat. That's brought from sa'ar. That's shtei halechem. That's chametz. And the yosef bikurim from the pri ha'etz, which is the honey from the figs and the dates. And that's what the pasuk says, "Ela mizbeach leyal," you now bring it onto the mizbeach, which we expound that going on both on sa'ar and devash, and also on the shirayim, which is telling you l'reich nichayach yatamala, that you now put on top of mizbeach as a satisfying aroma. But the inference is of a atamala l'shemai etzim, but you could go ahead and bring it up as firewood. So that explains the Gemara when the pasuk is telling you that these things, which includes both things of the previous pasuk, loyal l'reich nichayach, tells you l'reich nichayach yatamala, you now put on top of mizbeach to be as a carbon, as a pleasant aroma for Hashem. Avlatam mal l'shem etzim, but the inference is, but you could put up as firewood if you're not putting up for reich nechayach, rather just to help fuel the fire on the mizbeach. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Eliezer knows, that you could take the pieces of the chatzis, which are shirayim, and burn it on top of the mizbeach if you're having intention for it to be as firewood. Now, Rabbanan who disagree, miyat rachman o'isam, no, the pasuk excludes the shirayim when it says in the pasuk o'isam. Because it says oisam, which it says in the pasuk, carbon rachis takrivu oisam. You could bring these things as a carbon of rachis, which is going on sa'ur and devash. On that is what the pasuk says, that you cannot bring it on top of mizbeach. Hu di'iatamala. Sa'ur and devash is what you cannot bring on top of mizbeach, but which the inference tells you, ava atamala shem eitzim, but if it's not reich nechayach, it's firewood, then you could bring it. Of a midi achrini, but something else, for example, like the shirayim, which we learn out from the end of the pasuk from the words mimenu, that oisam is excluding. No, only the things that are explicitly mentioned of sa'ar and devash have this dispensation. But regarding these other things of shirayim, loy, on them you don't have what the pasuk is saying, l'reich nichayach. Rather, the chacham hold that even if you're taking and putting on top of the mizbeach for firewood, it's still going to be problematic and still going to be awesome. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, however, he would tell you that no, the miut, the exclusion that the pasuk is saying of sa'ar and devash, is excluding shirayim. That halacha is not in regards to the dispensation of for etzim, because that he holds that would include shirayim. Rather, the miut of oisam them is them who derabiu loch kevish kemizbeach. Regarding sa'ar and devash, regarding them, did I include, where elsewhere the drasha tells you that the prohibition of putting sa'ar and devash is not only on the altar itself, but even the ramp that takes you up to the altar. But other things, like shirayim, regarding them, you're not going to violate if you put the leftover pieces of a carbon on top of the ramp itself. Because in regards to sa'ar and devash, even on top of the ramp, it's also like it's brought up rice and teres kainim. If it would have just said hamizbeach, so I would know it's only referring to the altar. How do I know it includes the ramp? It says ve'el hamizbeach. The ve'el tells you the ramp too. Oysam is telling you that that halacha is only for the ramp for this devash, but that wouldn't apply to Shirai. But regarding the other halacha, of that it's only Rech Nechayecha problem, but that it's Mutter Le'etzim, would include Shirayim too, according to Rabbi Yazir. But Rabbanan, they would tell you, no, Tartish Mamina. They are both are learnt out from this pasuk of Oysam. In other words, just like the exclusionary term of Oysam tells you that the prohibition of the ramp only applies to Sa'ar and Davash and excluding Shirayim, so to the Isser of Reich Nichayach, which thus subsequently permits Sa'ar and Davash to bring it up on top as firewood, the Isam also excludes Shirayim from that heter, and therefore both of them are excluded from that halacha, and therefore they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they say you cannot bring up the limbs of the Chatzos even as Eitzim. Only Sa'ar and Davash would have that dispensation. Now, says the Gemara Masnitin, our Mishnah's version of this machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, on two points. One is that our Mishnah says that according to the Rabbanan, even the meat of a Karmach Chatas cannot be brought up even as firewood. And additionally, in the coming Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us that regarding the limbs of Bali Mumin, of animals that were blemished, they got mixed up with non-blemished limbs. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it cannot be brought up as firewood unless if one of the two had already, if one of them had already been by mistake or unawarely had been put on top of Mizbeach, then the rest could. Only then, on those two points, says the Gemara, our Mishnahs are Deloiki Haitan. It's not like the Tana of the following Brisa. Tana like Linda Brisa. Amr Bihuda. He says, Loi Nechel Kurabli Azvachacham. They did not disagree. Al Evari Chatash and Esarva Be Evari Oila. Regarding that case of our Mishnah, he says they didn't disagree if limbs of a chatas get mixed up with limbs of an oila, sheyikrivu, that they should be sacrificed on the top. Where, according to his version, Ibn Chacham agree that you could say that it should be as eitzim for the Ivar chatas. So too, bereve v'nirva shalai yikrivu. They also don't disagree, even Rabbi Eliezer would hold, that if the animals that it got mixed up with are animals that had sodomized or been sodomized, that then no, you cannot bring it up as firewood. Aman nechel kosher Yehuda, regarding which case do they disagree? Regarding if the limbs of an unblemished oil got mixed with the limbs of a blemished carbon oil, that's where they had the machlekes. He says, you could still sacrifice it on the top, because regarding there is where he says, I'll see the problematic limbs, which are from the blemished animal, I'll view them as if they're firewood. And regarding that case, that's what the sages say, you could not sacrifice it. But one thing that we see is that it's regarding both points that this Tana of the Braisa disagrees. One regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, where the Chacham are actually going to agree, and one regarding the other halacha of Rabbi Eliezer later on, where there he says that if one of them was sacrificed, then only then can you bring the rest if one of them was Bali Mumin. And here he says, no, even if you hadn't sacrificed any, you could put them all on the top, and you'll view it as if it's firewood. Now, ask the Gemara on this version of the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, well, then Maishna Reva Venerva, what's the difference that you're saying he agrees? If the animals that it got mixed up with were limbs from that had sodomized or been sodomized, which are possible to be brought as karbanas. So then he says that no, you cannot bring any of them on the top, and you can't say Royani. Why? Delay Chazu, because they're not fit for karbanas. But in the Balas Mum Nami Delay Chazu, then a blemished animal is also not fit to be put on the top. Why is there any difference between a Bal Mum or Reva Venerva? So that the Gemara continues on Beis and says, Amr Avuna, he says, you know what the case is talking about? And the Behuda is qualifying their machlekes regarding if the animal is a balmum, that we're lenient over there, and then you could put it all up on top of the Mizbeach, is bedukin sheba'ayin. It's talking about what type of a blemish, not just a leg is cut off. We're talking about that it has a cataract in its eye. Valibid Rebbe Kiva, and we're going like Rebbe Kiva, that's how Rebbe Eliezer holds, the Amr im olu le'yerdu. He holds that although if it has a blemish, it's not supposed to be put up on Tamas Be'ach, but if it's a blemish of a cataract in the eye, which has certain leniencies as we find by bird kabbalas, then if it's put on Tamas Be'ach, it doesn't get taken down. Because of that, you see it's more lenient, and if it gets mixed up with limbs of unblemished oil, you could put them all up on Tamas Be'ach, and I'll view the Bali Mum, although they're not viable, but you see to some extent you don't take them down. So therefore, then you could put it up, and you'll view it, even if it's even if it's a Bali Mum, as if it's firewood. And that is the Gemara, but Eimadam Rebbe Kiva Diavet. When did Rebbe Kiva say his halacha that the dukin sheba'ayin, those mumin, those blemishes, are not problematic, is only after the fact. If you put it up, so he'll don't take it down. Like at Chilam Yama, initially does he say that? How could Rebbe Eliezer's opinion be based on Rebbe Kiva to say if it got mixed up, then you put it up? How could you put it up? Initially, it's just like Reva V'nirva, because it's problematic. How can we go ahead and put it up initially? So Amra Papi says, you're right. Hachamayiskinu, what are we talking about over here? is kegoyin she'olu al gabi kevesh. It's not just that it has a blemish. It's also that the limbs of the animals had already been put up onto the ramp of the Mizbech. Oh, now, since we said already before that according to Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is im olu lo yerdu, now that it's already on the ramp, even initially you could take it from the ramp but put on Mizbech. As the Gemara tells us later on the Pevav Med Aleph, because just like the altar is Mekadesh, so too the ramp is Mekadesh. So that's why there's a leniency regarding the Bali Mumin, because although initially you're right, you're not allowed to. But since it was already on the ramp, so then you could go ahead and put it up because it already was Mekadesh, it already had the Loch of Layerdu. Once Layerdu, then you could bring them all up, and you're right, Bali Mumin not supposed to be sacrificed, so you'll view it as Eitzim, but it's still different because it's already Mekadesh by the ramp, in contrast to Reva Nerva, which no, you have to be Yerdu there. It's not considered Pesuli B'Kaidish, and therefore that's the difference between Reva and Nirva, where even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you would not be able to sacrifice in contrast to the Bali Mumin, although if it's on the floor, you wouldn't, but it's on the ramp, so it's already sanctified, so then you're allowed to put it up atop the Mizbech. On that, as the Gemara, if that's the interpretation, then Afila Be'inayu, then even if it's just by itself, even if it didn't get mixed up, these limbs of the Bali Mumin in the unblemished limbs, if the blemished limbs had been put up onto the ramp according to Mekiva, it was already sanctified, that you would say, Layerdu, and then you'd be able to put onto the Mizbech. So then how could that be the case of Eliezer, that when it's mixed up, then you'll bring it, what do you mean, according to the way you're describing the case, even if it's not mixed up, you would still put on the Mizbech. So Ella rather says the Gemara a different approach. Time in Rebbe Eliezer is for a different reason. It could even be talking about a regular blemish. But Miyat Rachmano Mum Bum. The Torah writes an exclusionary term when it talks about a blemished animal, that it says, mumbam, the blemish is in them, which sounds like when they're by themselves, it's in them. It's an exclusionary term. Hu d'lo yiratu, that's when the Pasuk says they're not going to be willing for Hashem, and therefore you're not allowed to put up on the Mizbeach. Ha'alidei taruva yiratu, but if it's not by just themselves, if they're in the mixture, then you could, and therefore that's where you could go ahead and put up on the top, and in contrast to Reva Nirva, which doesn't have that dispensation. Now, the Gemara tells us, but Rabbanan, mumbam hu delei ratu. No, they have a different interpretation from these words, mumbam. Only when the blemish is in the animal, then it's not going to be willing. Ha'avar mum, but if the blemish has already been removed, then yiratu. We don't view it as rejected. The blemish is not there anymore, then you could bring it. But not to tell you, but if it's mixed in, then you could bring it up. But whereas verbally yazer, mibam bohem. It says two words. It says, ki mashchasam bohem. Mumbam. So it says two words, which are two exclusionary terms. One is, yes, if the blemish is not there anymore, like the Chum say, Yiratzu. And the other one is also when they're by themselves, lay Yiratzu, but if it's in the mixture, then it's permitted. But Rabbanan, Bam Bohem Lo Darshi. No, they don't expound it, as Ashid Mukubetz explains. They don't expound that extra term, and therefore they only have one exclusionary term, and therefore they don't have this dispensation of Taruvis of putting on the Mizbech. Now, but the Gemara asks, but Ihachiv, the interpretation is the way you're describing it, where the Pasuk says, Mumbam, only when they're by themselves, but through Taroibis it's Iratsu, then Raya? Then why does Rebbe Eliezer say, according to Behuda's version, that I'll view them as if they're firewood, and therefore that's a permissible way of putting up this whole mixture on top of Mizbeach? Harachmana Achshrei. But according to this interpretation, the Torah permits the Taroibis. And you don't have to view it as firewood, because only Mumbam by themselves that is problematic. But if the Bali Mumin get mixed with Tamimim, then you're allowed to. So why do you have to view it as firewood? So Zigmar, you're right. L'devreim kamaluhu. Rabbi Eliezer was, when he was saying his opinion, was going according to the opinion of his disputants the Chacham. In other words, he was telling them, L'didi rachmana achshrei. According to me, yeah, like the Gemara just explained, it's totally valid. Although Bali Mumin you're not allowed to, when it's a mixture, the Torah says you're allowed to. L'didchu oideli miha. But he was telling them, but at least according to you, admit to me, that Basar Balas Mum Ke'etim Dami. Although you don't hold that you could sacrifice it, I hold you can even sacrifice it from the words Mumbam, you don't hold you could sacrifice it, but at least agree to me that the meat of the blemished animals, at least you could put on top of Mizbeach as firewood, Midid Hava Basar Chatas, just like you agree, as was quoted in Rabbi Yehuda's version, that if the limbs of an oil get mixed with the limbs of a Karma Chatas, you could put them all up on the top to be as firewood, that they don't disagree, so then agree to me at least by Bali Mum, you could do the same thing. But Rabbanan, they disagree. They say, no, hacha me'isi. Here, when it's a balmum, it's repulsive. Hashem, there are certain things that Hashem says are not willing, and if you can't even bring it up as firewood. In contrast, hasam le'me'isi. There is chatas. It's not disgusting. It's an appropriate thing. It's just halacha says, shiraim and I'll be put up. But as firewood, since it's not repulsive, then you go ahead and do that, and therefore that's where we agree, but we disagree in the halacha of Baal Mum, where, yeah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, really you don't even have to do it, as the Gemara concludes, as Eitzim. He was just saying, according to them, at least view it as Eitzim. According to him, it's because of Gezeiras HaKasav, it's only Mum Bam Hodele Yiratzu, Holiday Taravis, it's actually Yiratzu. And the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of all the Mishnayos, of Taravis, of mixtures. Says the Mishnah, Ivarin, if there's limbs of a regular animal, that the Ivarin Bali Mumin, which let's say an Oila, they get mixed up with the limbs of a blemished animal. So Rabbi Eliezer, he says, as we said, the previous version of Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this version of Rabbi Eliezer, because this version says you cannot actually bring them all up. It depends, as Rabbi Eliezer says, he says, Im Karav Roish Echad Mehen, if after the limbs got all mixed up, with some blemished limbs got mixed in, a Kohen came along who was unaware that there was a mixture of prohibited limbs, and he sacrificed one of the heads, then you could book coloration, then you could already go ahead, even initially, go ahead and sacrifice all the rest of the heads on the Mizbeach, because you could suspend the prohibition and say that, okay, could be the one that was already sacrificed was the one that's prohibited, and all the rest are valid. So too, Kuroim Shalachem, and if let's say by mistake one of the legs had already been sacrificed, then okay, you could say that could have been that was the Isser, and you could Vukala Kuroim, then you could go ahead and sacrifice all the rest of the feet. Now, Bacham, they disagree. They say, no, Afilu Karvu Kulam, Chutz Me'echen Men, even if there was 100 limbs that got mixed up, and we said it's Dabach Hashav, so it's not Batal, even if you sacrifice 99 and you have one more left, you can't even sacrifice that one. Yotz Labeis HaSreifa, it goes out to be burnt, because we don't suspend the Isser saying it was from those. Maybe this is the Isser one, and therefore you have to let it go ahead and become nicer, and then go ahead and burn it. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar the Yamaira, he qualifies, we quoted this teaching in the previous daf, Lehichshe Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer did not validate when you have them mixed up, which, unlike the previous version of Rabbi Eliezer in the Brayos of Rabbi Yehuda, he says, okay, it's problematic. You cannot bring up blemished limbs on top of the Mizbeach. But he said, if one of them was already sacrificed, okay, then, you know, maybe we could say it was that one. So it says Rabbi Eliezer, he did not validate Elishnaim Shnaim. Now that one of them was sacrificed, so you want to bring all the other limbs and burn them as Mizbeach, it's only permissible if now you're going to go ahead and bring them and sacrifice them peer by peer. What do you gain by bringing out two at a time? Because when you bring up a peer, most definitely one of the peer is the permissible one, because only one of a blemished limb got mixed in. So most definitely from this sacrifice, you could sacrifice one that's heter. Now, once one of them is permissible, then there's actually a migur principle that says, since this one is permissible, maybe the other one's also. What do I mean, maybe the other one then? But what's with the Isser one? There's one that's definitely Isser. We say, okay, it could be the one that was already sacrificed was the one that was the Isser one. But now that you're sacrificing the rest, you got to do two at a time. But one at a time, no. Because maybe you cannot do this sacrificing act right now, because maybe it's the one of the Isser. When you're doing two at a time, most definitely you could do this act of sacrificing, because one of the two is for sure permissible. Once one is permissible, then you can say the other one too. But one, maybe the whole act is problematic, because it might be the one of the Isser. Now, on that must have Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked from the halacha of our Mishnah. Because the dispute of Rabbi Eliezer and our Mishnah, the Chachamim, they had said the following sentence. They said, "Afilu karvu kulan chutz mi echad men," even if all of them were sacrificed, besides one of them, then yotz labeis hasreif, it has to go out to be burnt. And as we said, because they're not toila that the Isrum are all brought, maybe this is the Isser one. But one thing you could infer from the words of the Chacham is that obviously that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees in this case too, because the Chacham is disagreeing. And what? How much is left? One. That meaning that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that even if there's one, you could sacrifice that one. Wait a second. Didn't Rabbi Eliezer say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could only sacrifice if there's two at a time? But if you have one left, you can be doing one at a time. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that would be problematic. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be problematic according to Rabbi Eliezer. On that Amalei Rabbi Yirmi Bar Tachlifei says, Azbulach, I'll explain to you, good question, but my echad, what does it mean in the Mishnah when the Chum said if there's going to be one left? It means zug echad, one peer, which are two heads. That's where the Chum is saying, even there, it's going to be problematic. Where that's where Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says, no, you'd be permitted because it's two left. But you're right, if there's actually one head left, comes out according to Rabbi Eliezer that even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it would be problematic to sacrifice, because we don't know if this act of sacrifice is permitted. When there's two, then you could say the act is permitted, and then once this one's permitted, maybe the other one too. And then we could say that maybe the one that was us was already once before, but if you're doing one, literally one, that's problematic. It might, the whole act of sacrifice here might be problematic, and therefore even the Kohen Rabbi Eliezer, Kohen Rabbi Elazar, would be prohibited.